Why don't we get Raith Alomri to ask the first question?
Thank you. My question is to Ephraim. Actually, both of the speakers talked about how important the political horizon is. Condi Rice talked about the political horizon. Everyone seems to be talking about the political horizon. The one person who is not on board so far has been Olmert. Do you think this has changed? I mean, you seem more optimistic about the future. Has Olmert changed his mind, and if so, why?
You know what? Maybe we'll take a couple at a time, three at a time, so we can get most questions. Barbara Slavin from USA Today.
I wanted to ask whether our Palestinian guest, whether it would be helpful to have Marwan Barghouti out now, or whether that would be a distraction and it might in some ways take away from Salam Fayyad and Mahmoud Abbas, whether it's perhaps better to keep him on ice for a few months at least, perhaps until this meeting. Also, Minister Snay could answer that as well. And I wanted to also ask Minister Snay to talk a little bit about his analysis of the Iranian involvement. Apart from the money, we've heard reports about weapons and so on. Do you really think that there is any kind of ideological bond between Hamas and the Iranians, or is this just a marriage of convenience? Thanks.
Mori Amitai?
My question would be to Ephraim. If you're negotiating, is it just for the West Bank? So then you have a agreed upon principles, and of course then Hamas is there in control of Gaza. Can the people in the West Bank, can Abu Mazen speak for all the Palestinians?
To Right. It's true that till recently, the Prime Minister was, I almost say, reluctant to discuss permanent status. I think that there is a change in his position very recently, and I hope that we shall see more of that in the coming weeks. About the Iranian... about the Iranian involvement. The Iranian involvement is everywhere. I said yesterday in a seminar here that I don't know one terrorist squad in the West Bank which does not receive money from Iran. They pay everybody. And that's the way they activate the terrorism in the West Bank. If there is an ideological connection between or affiliation, the goal is common, to wipe out the Jewish state. Very, very clear. How they do it? A lot of money, training in Iran. Many terror activists from Gaza went to Iran and came back after very professional training in various military professions, explosives, rockets. That's the way that Iran succeeded. Why I'm saying this is the expansion of the new Persian Empire? Because they turned now, for the time being, Gaza, to a stronghold of terror against Israel. That's exactly what their dream is. To encircle Israel with launching pads of rockets and missiles. That's why they helped the Syrians to produce and acquire thousands of rockets. That's why they deployed in South Lebanon thousands of rockets. That's what they will do in the West Bank at the moment that they're taking over there. That's why it's so important to stop and to fend them off. The Mori Amitai.
Is it good to let him out now or keep him on ice a little longer?
Who wants to keep him on ice?
She asked whether she should.
No. I have a very clear impression that both President Abbas, and I know about Prime Minister Fayyad the same, they want that Barghouti will be released. And it is genuine and sincere, and there is no matter of political competition here.
By the way, just because there might be interest, I mean, Khatam was saying that you visited him in the prison. Do you want to relate to that point and what your impressions were, or do you rather not?
I visited him. I had the 2 hours conversation with Barghouti. I'm convinced that he is committed to peaceful solution of two states. He is serious about it. I think that now, well, he has a lot of time to read, but he is profoundly understand the concerns and the background and the past of the Israeli and the Jewish history. So he have a better, and I don't say it in a cynical way, I fully believe it. He has a real understanding of our emotional side, and I'm sure that given that he is the most popular Palestinian leader, he will have a very positive effect on the peace process when he is out. From an Israeli point of view, it's better for us that he will be out, that he will remain in jail. And one more point, which concerns the Israelis, of course. He is convicted for five life imprisonments. I didn't know that because he didn't accept the authority of the Israeli court to judge him as a, since he's a member of the Palestinian parliament, he didn't use a legal defense of a professional lawyer. And he believes that if one of the brilliant Israeli lawyers was hired by him to represent him in the court, he was not in jail. And he will find innocent. But, you know, all those who are convicted say it. But there are of them who had good lawyer and failed, and he, because of his principles, refused to do it. But I would like to put it very, very clear. Our job is to prevent the victims of the future. And here, the life that his political activity outside would save is far far above the lives that allegedly he took in the past. And this should be our consideration. Yes. Abu Mazen is the president of the Palestinian people, not the president of the West Bank. He was elected with his majority of 62 in democratic elections. He went with the ticket of rejection of terrorism and two-state solution. And he is authorized to negotiate with us according to the Palestinian constitution. How the future of Gaza would affect the negotiation? There is one thing which is quite sure. There is no more any territorial question about the boundaries of Gaza. So I don't think that the fact that now Gaza is in the hands of Hamas, with all the very negative security implication of it, should avoid us of sitting and speaking about the rest of the issues, including the borders in the West Bank and the settlements and security and refugees. All the thorny issues can be put on the table. And Gaza will not be Hamastan forever. I can promise you.
Okay, let's do an. Do you want to say anything, Hatem? Yes, please.
About the U.S. Today question, follow up, Oli, a few sentences. بالنسبة لمروان برغوثي.
As far as Mr. Barghouti is concerned,
وعلى علاقة كويسة مع سيد سلام فياض ومع أبو مازن.
He has a good relation with Mr. Salam Fayyad and Abu Mazen.
وسلام فياض يزوره بالسجن بشكل مستمر.
And he is visited continuously by the Prime Minister.
وأطلع البرغوثي على برنامج حكومته قبل أن يعرضها.
And he showed him the program of his government before he presented it in the media.
نحن ندرك أهمية التكنوقراط اللي بيمثلها سلام فياض في حركة فتح.
We appreciate the importance of the technocrats represented by Dr. Fayyad.
ونحن الآن نفكر ب علاقة جديدة مع الطريق الثالث أو مع التكنوقراط.
We now think of a new relationship with the technocrats.
على نظام التعاون أو الدمج بين الشركات.
About bringing together, uniting, merging companies. Thank you.
ففي شراكة سياسية يعني إحنا.
So there is a political partnership.
من أجل إقامة اصطفاف وطني. اصطفاف.
So that there will be a one nationalist line.
Yes, against Hamas.
Against Hamas.
Okay. Next, we're going to do three. The next three: Paul Sham, Ori Neer, Rafi Danziger. Paul Sham, Middle East Institute.
I was impressed and happy to hear that both speakers were emphasizing, I think correctly, that probably no one in this room would deny the importance of rebuilding and strengthening Fatah's institution and the moderate institutions of the West Bank, which I think everybody, perhaps belatedly, is in favor of. I would like to ask a little about the long-term implications, because as Dr. Snare pointed out, hopefully Gaza will not be Hamas-stan forever. However, in the foreseeable future, it will be. And it's hard to believe that, at least I find it hard to believe, that the success in the West Bank, if it comes to that, will so eclipse Gaza that the Gazans will get rid of Hamas. So in the longer run, do you see some possibility or necessity of dealing with elements of Hamas? Because I think it's recognized that there, as has been stated, that there is an inseparable connection between Gaza and the West Bank. And at this point, and given the world situation, it's unlikely that the Islamization of Hamas, of Gaza, will disappear in the next few years.
Right, we got two more. That's right. I'm sorry. Two more questions. We'll take three together. Sorry about that. Ori Neer from American Friends of Peace now.
My question to Ephraim is, if the West Bank, in fact, is to be West Berlin and Gaza is East Berlin, how do you break the wall? What is your scenario of how the two entities will re-merge? And I'd like to ask Hatem the same question. Hatem, if what is your scenario of how the West Bank and Gaza will re-merge in the future?
Hey, Rafi Danziger, RAPAC.
Yeah, there have been reports that Barghouti promotes reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas, and that means that if he is released, then he probably will push in that direction. And already, Olmert has said that if that happens, then all Israeli cooperation with the Fatah government, with Abbas and Fayyad, will stop. And the question is, therefore, is do you believe that's true, that this is what Barghouti wants? He wants reconciliation and a resumption of the National Unity Government, as some press reports have suggested? Or do you think that he supports the line of isolating Hamas? You spoke for him, you spoke to him, so can you please comment on that?
Okay. Hatem, you want to go first this time?
يعني بالنسبة للسؤال حول عناصر من حماس.
According to the question about the question the elements of Hamas.
أولا حماس حركة شعبية جماهيرية لا نستطيع أن ننكر
ذلك. It is of course a populist movement.
وهي فازت في الانتخابات.
And they won the elections.
هناك يعني حسب ما أعتقد تيارين مركزيين داخل حركة
There are
حماس.
Two main lines inside Hamas.
في تيار عقائدي.
One which is doctrinal.
بفكر بعقلية دينية عقائدية.
They are religious and doctrinal.
وفي تيار سياسي.
And there is another one which is political.
ممكن يعني إنه يكون أكثر براغماتية يعني.
They might be more pragmatic.
التيار العقائدي أكثر هي يتركز في غزة.
The doctrinal it's like centralized in Gaza.
جزء كبير من التيار السياسي يعني في الضفة الغربية.
The largest part of the political is in the West Bank.
التقينا بعد الأحداث بشخصيات كبيرة من حركة حماس في الضفة الغربية.
We met after what happened with the big figures of Hamas in West Bank.
مع وزراء كانوا في حكومة الوحدة الوطنية.
Like ex or former ministers.
هؤلاء شخصيات يعني كانوا ضد ما حدث أو ما أقدمت عليه حماس في قطاع غزة. ولذلك يمكن يعني من حيث المبدأ يعني أن لا نضع حماس في خانة واحدة.
In principle we cannot put Hamas in like one rigid block.
ولكن بالتأكيد الآن يعني أي حوار مع حماس يجب أن يكون مشروطا.
But now any dialogue with Hamas should be on with conditions.
أولا بدهم يتراجعوا عن كل الآثار اللي سووها بقطاع غزة.
They have to go back on all they have done before.
ويعتذروا للشعب الفلسطيني.
And they should ask the excuse the people the Palestinian people to excuse them.
ويوافقوا على رؤية سياسية حسب برنامج منظمة التحرير.
And to accept a political vision according to the program of the
القائم على two state solution.
Established on two-state solution.
غير هيك من الصعب أن نحاور تياراً عقائدياً.
Without this, it's difficult to have a dialogue with a doctrinal party.
أما إذا كان تيار سياسي يقبل بشروط منظمة التحرير فالباب مفتوح.
If they accept the conditions of the PLO, the door is open.
الآن about scenario في قطاع غزة يعني كما مرة بس السؤال.
شو السؤال اللي كان على what about the question
السيناريو
أوكي أوكي
ما هو السيناريو تبعك بالنسبة للاندماج من جديد بين الضفة الغربية وقطاع غزة سياسيا يعني كيف راح يكون إذا وافقنا بأنه الضفة الغربية هي برلين
الغربية
فكيف راح
نتعامل مع برلين الشرقية
بالضبط
Gaza and the West Bank. It's like Eastern Berlin and West Berlin. So, what will be the political on what the political basis for reuniting them?
يعني هو المفروض أن نهدم الجدار بين برلين الشرقية والغربية.
We are supposed to bring down the wall between the two Berlins.
نحن نعتبر الضفة الغربية وغزة وحدة جغرافية وسياسية متكاملة.
We consider Gaza and the West Bank as one geographical entity.
وبالتالي لن نتخلى عنها يعني.
So we don't give up.
حاليا نحن نعتبر غزة إقليم متمرد.
We now consider Gaza a revolting province.
وبالتالي يعني سوف نبحث في الوسائل الممكنة لإعادته إلى الشرعية.
And so we are thinking or discussing what are the ways to bring it back to legality.
وسوف نصل قريبا إلى حلول.
And we will come to solutions soon.
بحيث لا نعاقب أيضا سكان قطاع غزة.
So that we will not also at the same time punish the people of Gaza, the residents.
To your question about discussion with with other elements or certain elements in the Hamas. Frankly speaking, I don't see how it happens. What about? As long as their doctrine saying that they don't recognize Israel and they don't recognize those who recognize Israel among their own people, what about should we talk with them? We are not. It's my personal position, but I hope it will be the official position of Israel. We are not going to bite any bait of Hudna, ceasefire. We are not going to bite because it may give you quiet in short term, but disaster in the long term, because these guys will entrench in power, prepare more arms, more ammunition, and worse than that, will educate more generation of young Palestinians to hatred and revenge. So I don't see how it happens. About the falling of the way how the wall will fall, I feel easier that Hatem Abdel Kader gave you the answer, because this is his job to destroy the wall, not ours. And finally, about the question of Mr. Danziger. It's not our, before I'm talking about Baghouti, something which I would like to make very, very clear. Because there are Arab elements or Arab forces which try to seduce or to influence the Palestinian leadership to go to a second Mecca. It's not our decision. But if there is second Mecca, we are not partners for anything. One Mecca was enough. And that Mecca was not, and I said it, and I said it in many occasions, it was not a national unity government. It was a result of a situation that neither of the sides could clearly defeat the other in Gaza. It was a ceasefire government. And in a certain point, from various reasons, the Hamas decided to break it. I will not elaborate, I don't want to take the time. But a second Mecca, it's not our decision, but we have a very clear position about it. And it seems to me, and that will bring me to your question about Barghouti, that the Palestinian leadership is not enthusiastic for a new Mecca. And I hope that those Arab states would stop urging them to do so. They are doing so to solve their problems at the expense of the Palestinians. About Baghouti himself. There was time when he tried to find common denominator. And what is the prisoner's document? This was an idea to find a common denominator and to bring Hamas people to authorize Abu Mazen to negotiate with Israel. It belongs to the past. And again, I'm not. The fact that I spoke with him 2 hours doesn't give me the job of his spokesman, but he has, and it's justified, he has the aspiration to lead the Palestinian people one day. He didn't say it to me, but we all understand it. It's either or. It's either or. The difference or the contradiction between the secular national movement and the religious Hamas or Jihad movement is not about Israel. It's about the character of the Palestinians, of the future Palestinian society. It's either or. It's Dubai or Tehran. And that's why it seems to me that he understands very, very well that if he allows them to govern or even to share the leadership, he and his colleagues will be out. And he is smart and clever enough to understand that this partnership can't succeed.
Okay, we're going to...
يعني أنا بحترم رأي سيد إبراهيم سني حول...
I respect the opinion of Mr. Ibrahim
Sney. ولكن أنا أعتقد أنه الحوار مع حماس هو شأن داخلي فلسطيني.
I think the dialogue with Hamas is an internal Palestinian matter.
يجوز لأي طرف أن يتدخل فيه.
Nobody should interfere in it.
يعني نحن وضعنا معايير للحوار مع حماس وشروط الحوار مع حماس.
We put conditions to do how to do it.
وإذا ما تحققت هذه المعايير نحن مستعدين لمكتين يعني مش مكة 2 3 4.
And if this happens we are ready for many Meccas not only second.
لكن يعني إسرائيل تتعامل مع الشرعية الفلسطينية من خلال رئيس أبو مازن.
Israel deals with the Palestinian legality through President Abu Mazen.
ونتعامل مع سيد أولمرت وليس مع فيلدمان.
And that, as we deal with Mr. Olmert and not with Mr. Goldman.
ولذلك أنا أعتقد إنه إذا ما تحققت الشروط من أجل يعني أن تلتزم حماس بالمسيرة السياسية وتسير سلوكاً.
If the conditions are realized for Hamas to follow political lines.
نحن مستعدون لمكة أخرى.
We are ready for another Mecca.
Okay, the next round we have. Ziad Asali, the American Task Force. We have Robert Friedman of Baltimore Hebrew University, and we have Yop Van Wessel from the Jerusalem Report. The gentleman there, too, in the pink shirt. And that'll be our last round.
Thank you, David. Good discussion. Ephraim, my question is actually to you. I agree with you on the three pillars that need to be handled. First and foremost is the political horizon, without which the Palestinian negotiator would be a collaborator than a national negotiator, and his position will be entirely discredited. That has to be very clear. The two legs, however, upon which the next move for peace has to be built are the economic and security, exactly as you outlined. Now, I know you're not an American citizen, and we are, and we have, in fact, asked members of the Congress to consider not nickel-diming the Palestinians at this point in time, that this is the time for real serious financial aid to the Palestinians in order for them to sustain the other security leg. We've asked, in fact, for $1 billion, and I would like to see your insight on the need for urgent economic aid to the Palestinians now.
Okay, Robert Friedman.
We've heard a lot about the need to make West Bank into West Berlin, and I can appreciate that. But I have to ask a very tough question. Is it really possible to make the West Bank into West Berlin unless there is a complete and thorough reform of the Palestinian Authority and Fatah in particular to eliminate corruption? Otherwise, the money will go down the drain and Hamas may gain.
Okay, thank you. Last Yop and Wessel, then right over there.
David, you mentioned that Chaim Ramon says what Omar thinks. Last week, Ramon said something about NATO troops being stationed in the West Bank. Is that something that, at the moment, Omar thinks? Has it been discussed? If I'm naming me, you can comment on that. Has it been conveyed to the ministers, the visiting ministers of the Arab League?
Okay.
Rafi Dejani, American Task Force on Palestine. Mr. Sney, I hear you're a loyal reader of the news roundup I send out daily. Thank you for that. My question to you is, how do you strike the balance between isolating Hamas and its proxy, Iran and its proxies in the Middle East, Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and maybe even Syria, and Hezbollah on the one hand, and not allowing them to play the role of spoiler or spoilers if a future peace agreement is reached, which they've been able to do so far?
How do you prevent Iran from being the spoiler?
I would prevent.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. So why don't we have final comments? Hatem?
I think about Berlin. Yani. يعني نحن لا نتحدث عن برلين يعني يمكن سيد سنيه حكاها من باب
We don't speak about Berlin and SNES. About the division.
ولكن نحن نعتبر إنه الأرض الفلسطينية يعني هي جزء لا يتجزأ يعني.
We believe that the land of Palestine is an integral part.
أنا أفضل أن الحديث عن دولة فلسطينية أفضل من الحديث عن برلين الشرقية والغربية.
We prefer to speak about the Palestinian state than speak about West or East West Berlin.
بالتأكيد يعني إقامة دولة فلسطينية تحتاج إلى إصلاحات بالتأكيد.
Of course, the establishing a Palestinian state needs reforms.
أولا نحن بحاجة لإصلاح الأجهزة الأمنية الفلسطينية وبنائها من جديد.
Starting with reforming the security apparatuses and rebuilding them.
على أسس وطنية ومهنية.
On nationalist bases and professional bases.
وأن يكون هناك سلاح واحد لدى الأجهزة الأمنية.
And that there will be one weapon for all security apparatuses.
ومرجعية واحدة.
And one reference.
وقانون واحد.
And one law.
أيضا نحن نحتاج إلى إصلاح في الهياكل الإدارية.
We have need the reform in administration.
والاقتصادية.
And the economy.
وسيد سلام فياض الآن يعني يقوم بجهد كبير من أجل إحداث إصلاح حقيقي في الهيكل الإداري والمالي.
Dr. Fayad now is trying to do that in finance and administration.
نحتاج إلى إصلاح حقيقي بحركة فتح.
We need a real reform in the Fatah movement.
أجل أن تأخذ دورها في بناء الدولة.
So that it takes its role in building the state.
وبذلك الإصلاح يعني هو مهم جدا بالنسبة لنا.
Reform is very important for us.
في هذه الفترة.
At this time, at this period of time.
Okay.
I fully agree with what Dr. Asali said about the need of American support. Of course, it's there is a high need of all kinds of economic and financial support. But I have to remind you, what about those Arab states who sell barrel of oil for $70? Well, where are they? Saudi Arabia pledged to Abu Mazen $250 million. They didn't.
No, we are not receiving.
No, you don't receive. Pledged. They pledged. Okay. They pledged. Where are they? Where the Qataris who host the bastion of incitement in the region, Al Jazeera. Where are they? How they support really the Palestinian economy? So I agree with you that the Western democracies should help, but it seems to me that those who speak on behalf of the Arab solidarity should give their share as well. To Mr. Friedman, reform in Fatah, this is the job of Mr. Abdelkader. I am in charge of reform of the Labour Party. everyone is, you know, but I think I should say one word about the corruption. Look, I had many talks with President Abbas. About these problems, he is ready to all kinds of financial inspection on any cent which comes to the Palestinian Authority. He told me that he is ready to bring whatever accounting company, Deloitte, Touche, Cooper House, whoever. Everyone who donates can come with his accounting firm, and that they will make the inspection, not him. So I think, according to my conversations with him, that he is ready to all kinds of financial control about money which comes from donor states or private companies or NGOs and so on. So I think it should be said about the NATO forces. I don't see how they volunteer exactly to serve in, though it's our beautiful land, but it's not a beautiful mission. And I don't believe in their necessity in this case.
Do you think there's always thinking?
Maybe thinking, but he didn't disclose it to me. So I can refer only to the idea. You know, if there is a real tight security cooperation between our services and the Palestinian Security Organization, we don't need anyone else. And Mr. Dajani, you are the last one. You are the one. Every night before I go to sleep, I read you on my computer. So and you ask a very important question: how we prevent Iran to be the spoiler? It's struggle. It's part of the struggle against Iran, and the struggle against Iran unifies all the moderate forces in the region. And I hope, and one of the reasons why I urge my fellow Israelis to close the Palestinian dossier by agreement, that we will, all of us, will be able to forestall the terrible danger that this regime is posed on all of us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And on that note of hearing Israelis and Palestinians agreeing on much of what you heard today, I think they all deserve a round of applause. And maybe this will give us some hope in the future. And thank you all very much for coming.